Chapter 1. What is true? Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John chapter 14, verses 5 and 6. During the trial of Jesus, Pilate asked him, what is truth? The answer to this question is simple. Jesus already told his disciples in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Surely the Son of God himself is the truth. Jesus also said that God's word is truth. Above all, we know for certain that all of God's word is trustworthy. The Bible is absolutely true, and we can depend on it. Humans want to know the truth. They seek the truth, but many do not look for truth in the right places. They do not look to God for truth. They seek truth, but they do not like the truth when they hear it. There are many lies in the world, and people are often content to believe lies. Those who reject God think they are smart, and they do not trust God to give them the truth. They are too proud to submit to God's word, the very source of truth. But we know that we are not very smart. We do not know all things, and we know that only God knows everything about everything. So we cannot live without the word of God. We cannot know anything for sure unless God speaks to us through his word. Does science give us knowledge of truth? The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Psalm 12, verse 6. As we study science, we want to be careful not to be proud. This is a strong temptation for scientists in our day. There are certain things science cannot do. Science cannot provide the truth with total certainty. We can be partially sure of scientific conclusions. We can be totally sure of the truths in God's word. We can't know for sure what is true by scientific studies. Science can give us clues about what is true. And science can help us solve problems. It can help us make life easier. It can help to find a cure for diseases. Science can help us answer certain questions. Some children might think that the moon is made out of cheese. By investigating the moon, we can come to the conclusion that the moon is not made out of cheese. In fact, men have explored the moon, and they have made sure that it is not made out of cheese. Science can help us disprove certain theories. Consider the following theories, for example. You can cure the disease of cancer by drinking lots of lemonade. Is that true? Eating 3 eggs every day will cause you to get a terrible heart disease and make you die sooner than the average person. Is that true? Leaves on trees turn yellow and brown in the autumn or winter because of the colder temperatures. Is that true?